This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Injury to talk about. We'll do that in a moment. I think the Steelers match up well with the Ravens too, Dorn. The more I think about it. The Ravens want to run the ball, duh. And they got Derrick Henry. And stopping him is easier said than done. However, you just don't run on the Steelers. Steelers' rush defense has been great this year, and they take it away on the back end, and they're about to get help there, too. Cam Sutton will be back and able to play after the bye. And I think the Steelers will be able to throw it on Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
I realize it's Steelers-Giants game day, but just thinking out loud here with the way the Ravens looked yesterday, if Jameis Winston coming in on 1 week of practice can throw it all over the place with a banged-up Browns unit and a team that I don't think is all that good, then I think Russell Wilson can throw a little bit on those guys.
Mm-hmm.
So just peeking ahead a little bit. Steelers have the bye after this game, then they get the Commanders, then they got the Baltimore Ravens. As for the injury, Justin Fields, a hammy. He's not going to play.
Yep.
So you got the backup quarterback, Kyle Allen, and I actually thought we'd see Justin Fields in this game. We had talked to Bostic about that before. He didn't like the idea, at least the first week. The Giants have been terrible containing the quarterback run. Now, if you brought in Justin Fields, you're kind of, I don't know, maybe telegraphing that you would have him running. It doesn't need to be that way.
No.
But I thought he would have some packages in this game. I mean, shoot, Joe Burrow had a 40-plus yard run on them down the sideline. Geno Smith, who's a decent runner but not a great runner, he had four carries for like 75 yards or something. So I thought quarterback run could be part of this thing with Justin Fields, but he's not going to play.
What about Russ?
I think Russ's legs will be in play tonight. I think we'll see more of that than we have.
Yeah.
Like he ran around to make plays down the field in the last game.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't see him scramble except for one time, and he scrambled for 1 yard, which was good because he avoided a negative play. I do think his legs will be a big factor tonight.
Which is why that, you know, Russ is the type of player that he is that he can identify that as well. I mean, if we're talking about it, he understands if whenever he's watching the film that it's like, oh, okay, like instead of trying to get the ball down the field or trying to, you know, pop a check down, like if their backs are turned and I just run, like I do have lanes to actually legitimately run. And I think that he makes those executive decisions during the week whenever he does see that. So I would bet that Russ does use his legs. It's not going to be crazy as we're talking about, but like I think that whenever he does see that they're susceptible to the quarterback running, he will use his legs. Like anything that fits what can extend series, he'll do. And he's fast enough to do it, and he's quick enough to do it. He's not slow. He can do it. So I do think that we're going to see Russ use his legs a lot more forward than just him extending plays sideways and trying to find guys on the field
tonight. Yeah, I buy that. I mean, because there have been some not great running quarterbacks that have really run on these Giants. Another thing to pay attention to is they allow a lot of catches by running backs. So whether it's Jaylen Warren or Najee Harris, look for that in this game. And we know Russ is smart. He knows when to get the ball out of his hand. We know he's going to find the checkdowns. I've also loved the screen game from Arthur Smith. He seemingly picks the right time to call him. The Steelers have been bad at scheming up and executing screens for as long as I can remember. Apart from this year, I think they're doing a really good job with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be a factor in the game, too. Cordero Patterson not going to play.
Mm-hmm.
I was hopeful he would. It seemed like he might be trending that way. Then we find out this week and he's not going to. I'd expect him back after the bye week.
Oh, yeah.
They haven't had their full complement of running backs at all at any point this season. Because Jaylen Warren, even game one, he clearly was a shell of himself. And then you saw Cordero Patterson. He looked like their best offensive player against the Colts. They might win that game if he plays the whole game.
Yep.
He was that good.
Yep.
They might keep the ball. He was running with a head of steam. He's knocking dudes on their ass. So you should get him back after the bye week, but he'll be missing as well. He will not be playing. And this could have been a big game for him. Like I said, they allow a lot in the running back catching the ball game. The Giants aren't good.
No, they stink. They stink.
Their quarterback stinks.
Right. I mean, whenever you have a team that is debating on sitting your starting quarterback, then you're in a world of trouble. And especially if your starting quarterback is making $100 million. Like, you're debating on whether to sit him and play a backup. That's where the Giants are at. And they come out every week, oh, Daniel Jones, he's still our starter. He's still our starter. Like, you have to announce that. That you're in a bad spot.
This is an organization that's in disarray because the owner had to come out and kind of give the vote of confidence to their general manager and to Daboll, their head coach. Like, we believe in these guys. They'll be back. That's never good. When you get the vote of confidence, generally that means something bad's coming up after that.
Did you see Ryan Clark, his podcast? He was sitting down with Saquon Barkley and that whole deal, too. I mean, that's where it started. I mean, first of all, they just weren't ever going to really be a good football team. But you treat your best player like they did with Saquon Barkley and the whole conversation on Hard Knocks and things of that nature. And Saquon Barkley came out and talked about it. And you just knew that their managing of the team is just horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. Horrible. Saquon's probably so happy he's out of there.
Seems to be that he is, and he ran it up their backsides a couple weeks ago. They've given up a ton of long runs. I know they've given up 9 rushes of 30 or more yards, and we talked about their front seven either on the air or off the air today. I don't know. It's all on. It was on the air. Okay, very good. Yeah, I don't know that we're just breaking down X's and O's, the Giants off the air. I don't know that Najee Harris is that breakaway speed guy. I know that he had the best run of his career on that toss, and maybe he makes me eat my words. He's more of a volume dude. We've seen longer runs from him than we're generally accustomed to. This is another Najee Harris game. Like, he's not Saquon. Very few are. I think the best two running backs going into the NFL right now are Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry.
Yep.
But if Najee Harris has a third consecutive 100-yard rushing game, I'm not saying you put him in the category with those guys, but he's top 8 in the league, or at least he was going into the week, and he's having a really good season. And I'd like to see him get his third straight 100-yard rushing game. I think it's possible. There are yards to be had out there.